This is Friday the 4th of September. It is now 20 past 4. It's been quite a busy day and I wanted to restrict these boo casts, is that what they're called? To constituency work, at least for the time being. I had a constituency, two constituency surgeries earlier today and a very mixed bag of stuff. The best result of the day, though, came at the end of the day, about half an hour ago. A couple who are planning to get married tomorrow had run into some pretty serious red tape. The Home Office, the UK's Borders Agency, were basically telling me that they couldn't process all the paperwork in time. One of the people getting married is not a British national. It was all a bit of a cock-up somewhere along the line, and I managed, with the help of my very able staff, to get it sorted out, although we only knew that today, I mean, less than 24 hours before the wedding due to take place. So that was fantastic, because I didn't think we'd actually manage to make any progress there. Earlier on in the constituency surgery, as I say, a very mixed bag. There was one couple who came to see me. The man is originally an asylum seeker. He's been here for 11 years. Still can't speak a single word of English from what I could make out. And although I offered to help, and I will help as far as I can in the circumstances, I did say to the couple at the end that if people want to make the case for staying in Britain, they should at least make an attempt to speak the language of Britain, which is English. And he accepted that through an interpreter. But after 11 years, I just find that astonishing that he hasn't picked up enough to conduct even a rudimentary conversation. Another constituent who came to see me highlighted an issue that has caused me a lot of concern, particularly over the last year, and that is the service that's being provided to my constituents by Job Centre Plus. Now, I've got a lot of time for Job Centre Plus, but I do detect that over the past year or so, a lot of mistakes are being made in terms of giving out the wrong information, not providing as courteous a service. Now, that's a generality. It's not true in every case, absolutely not. And it seems to me the vast majority of people who go to Job Centre Plus actually do get a good service, but there have been a lot more cases coming to me from people who seem to have quite legitimate concerns and grievances against Job Centre Plus, and it's something I'll be raising next week. I'll be spending a day in one of my local job centres, talking to clients, talking to the benefits advisors, as many people as I possibly can throughout the day on different types of benefits, sitting in interviews, trying to get a feel for what's actually happening. I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be actually very interesting. And this issue that has raised its head over this level of service that appears to be being given to constituents, so I'll be able to raise that with senior managers. Anyway, that's about it for today. I don't want these boocasts to turn into full-length podcasts. I'm just about to go home now, and I will do another one of these shortly. Please give me your feedback. Be interested to hear. Always interested in trying out new things for the blog and other ways of trying to communicate. The problem with these, of course, is the inevitably only one way, which is why I want to encourage people to leave as many comments as possible. Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend.